AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Robert Mueller has said he had wanted his Russia investigation report to be his final say.
The report is my testimony. I would not provide information beyond that which is already public in any appearance before Congress.
But Mueller will testify before two committees on July 17th. President Trump had said many times,
no collusion, no obstruction.
But Robert Mueller said,
if we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
Gerald Nadler is the chair of the House Judiciary Committee.
The special counsel made clear that he did not exonerate the president, and the responsibility now falls to Congress to hold the president accountable for his actions.
Meantime, a federal judge ruled a lawsuit that accuses President Trump of profiting off the presidency in violation of the Constitution's Emoluments Clause can move forward. The case, brought by nearly 200 congressional Democrats, argues the president has been accepting gifts from foreign governments without congressional approval. President Trump says he will veto a border bill that has passed in the House. The AP's Mike Gracia has the story.
After hours of contentious partisan debate, the House passed a $4.5 billion emergency border aid package on a party-line vote of 230 to 195 late Tuesday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
If not this bill, what bill can provide aid to these children?
But House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy scoffed.
Now, after weeks of doing nothing and denying that a crisis exists, they're offering legislation that is misguided and is purely political.
The passage sets up a showdown with the Republican-led Senate, and the White House has threatened a veto by President Trump. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The military says two U.S. service members were killed in Afghanistan but did not offer any details. It happened a day after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made a quick visit to the Afghan capital, Kabul. This is AP Radio News. There are talks to set up a third meeting between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
There have been no public meetings between Washington and Pyongyang since the breakdown of the Hanoi summit. But the prospects for a resumption of U.S.-North Korea diplomacy have brightened since Trump and Kim recently exchanged personal letters. Trump called Kim's letter beautiful, while Kim described Trump as excellent, though the contents of their letters have not been disclosed. But in another reminder of the North's continued distrust of the U.S., its foreign ministry says it won't surrender to U.S.-led sanctions and has accused Washington of trying to bring us to our knees. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in Northern California say a man who had just been fired from a Ford dealership shot and killed two employees and then killed himself. Eric Shoten heard the shots.
From Morgan Hill, it's a small town. Like, this stuff just doesn't happen.
An employee at the dealership said the gunman was fired as a parts representative. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.